Aye, look at these inebriated villagers. Got no idea who they're drinking with.
And how would they? Our disguises as mere mortals are impeccable, perhaps even divine.
Okay, friends, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna greet that winsome barmaid over there.
Are you now?
As soon as I cast this spell of attraction by rolling a 10 or higher. Yes! Here we go. I'm approaching Tessa now.
Oh, no. Okay. Hold on.
What?
It's really creepy when you use the name of your real-life lab partner, Gabe.
Especially after she turned you down, dude.
She didn't turn me... Okay, what she said was, we're lab partners, so it might be weird.
That's a no. You have to take a hint.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like she's trying to help more than anything and that we should meet and talk about it more.
No.
Listen to yourself, Gabe.
All right, fine. Sure, whatever. I'll stop using her real name.
Thank you.
So... Bessa, the barmaid.
Oh, my God.
You want to get a drink with me for curiosity's sake? Now, in the square, perhaps?
Sure, what the hell?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. I thought I turned off my... Oh, wow. Tessa texted me.
Huh? Yeah, right.
No, I swear. Look.
For curiosity's sake, let's get a drink. Now, in the square.
Ooh, that's what you just
the
said.
The game is happening in real life.
Yeah, whatever. Looks like I got a date.
There's a game I like to play called If I Were God of the World. And it's basically me fantasizing about what I would do if I were God of the World. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. And today's story is about a group of gamers who get the chance to find out.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Gods and Mortals.
Thy locks of spring, thy lips of dew, your eyes aglow, so radiant too. But lest your brain be dismissed, that's the part I'd most like to have kissed. Nay, there's none so witty as you. And that's the end of it.
Oh, wow.
I know it's long. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless right now.
Sweet.
No.
Oh, right. Shit. So I can see it coming off as a little ambitious,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, it's a word to call it.
You know what? I love to be lyrical. It's kind of like a way of life for me to be lyrical, and I just wanted to... The thing is that you are so great, and I wanted to really show you that, and no one has ever hit a home run without swinging for the fences. That's what my mom always used to tell me, and...
Sorry, I'm not a sports person. Okay, let's talk about school, or literally anything else. What's your major? And please don't say poli-sci, like half the students of the school say poli-sci, and it's like...
Yeah, it's poli-sci.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting. Like, it really is. Like, if you look at how game theory, for example, plays into the Cuban Missile Crisis. Or
okay,
you,
I'm sorry. Are... Look, I have a big calc test tomorrow, so I'm just going to paper my drink and then head back. But thank you.
Okay, well, can you at least let me walk you out? I feel
sure,
bad.
Sure, yeah, I mean, you're following me, so.
Oh, shit, sorry. I'm an idiot. Can I have some napkins? I'm so sorry about that. Here, I'm going to walk you out.
Just
let me clean this
just
up. I'm going to walk you out.
Don't touch me.
Hey, what's the word on my man's big date?
Oh, looking at his mood, I'm gonna say not great.
Oh, bummer. I'm sorry, man.
What are we gonna do? Did I come here to mope around, or did I come here to play? Let's play. Can we just play?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, 9. That's not bad.
You know what? We could fight off the wyvern dragon guarding the bejeweled chalice.
Actually, I'm just gonna up my character's charisma.
Really? What?
Your character is Shiva the Destroyer. You don't need more confidence.
No, I really do. So, I go up to Tessa.
No,
Bessa.
Dude, give it a rest.
Whoa.
Hey, you okay?
I'm sorry. I want to keep it light.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Maybe I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah, you're definitely being ridiculous.
Yeah, well, too bad, because I'm the dungeon master and I can do whatever I want. So, Bessa the barmaid, how about giving our union another try? Oh my god. Oh my, okay, you look. I can't look.
Okay, let me see.
What does it say?
Oh, holy shit, it's Tessa again.
What?
Okay. This is so random, but I want to give us another try. Okay, now it's weird.
Did you say you found this game just sitting in the stacks?
Yeah. Way in the back of the Role-Playing Society's archives. Thank you so much for coming out here again and giving me another chance. Or giving this another shot, or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I was a little out of it last night. Or now.
Hey, I'm all about second chances.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I just wanted, I don't even know what I wanted. Okay, you grew up in the South, right?
I grew up in Miami, so technically the South of some places, North of others. I mean, we would never think of ourselves as Southerners. What about you?
Kentucky, born and bred.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't mean...
No, it's fine.
The South is
it's fine.
Like a big
Stop.
Place.
Stop. What are we doing, man?
The whole time, it almost felt like she'd come there against her will or something.
What if she did come against her will?
We'll never know. Let's play, guys.
Hold on. We're not going to deny the elephant in the room here, right?
I don't want to say it. You say it.
I mean, the game affects the real world, you guys. You see it too. I know you see it too.
What are you talking about? That's just two coincidences. It proves nothing. Come on,
no,
let's
she
play.
She used like the exact same language that he used.
I mean, if you guys are with me, I think we test this further.
We test it further? Are you kidding me? No, let's just play. What are you talking about?
Why not? I mean, this is an experiment, right? It's what you do in a scientific experiment. You take a test and you repeat it to prove the efficacy of a drug or a formula or whatever.
Sure, I guess, but like, you don't have anything specific in mind. Like, what are you talking
Maya's
about?
Maya's mom.
Oh.
Whoa, no, what?
What? Is that so crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Why? I mean, we could be using this game for something genuinely life-changing.
Stop. It's not cool, man.
It's not supposed to be cool. Listen, isn't she at stage 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the worst we could do?
Dude, stop. You're upsetting her.
Maya, can we just roll for it? We'll let the dice decide.
Roll for what? Roll for healing Maya's mom's cancer?
I know it sounds like a silly idea, but you know what's really silly is, like, not doing it.
This is all absurd.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, that said, at this point, I will try anything.
Good. So if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But if it does...
Okay. Do what you guys want to do.
Yes, all right. Let's play. The intrepid band of gods in disguise makes their way through the living forest, en route to the fabled healing oasis. Their goal... to bring an extraordinary potion of bodily repair to, Maya, what's your mom's name again?
It's Sarah Elena.
Okay. The ailing peasant, Sarah Elena, having demonstrated the highest valor and bravery.
Oh my God.
What's the matter?
My dad just called me and
Is he all right?
My mom, the cancer is gone.
What?
No.
They want to do some more tests.
No way.
I told you.
This is insane.
It's so insane.
My mom just beat cancer.
As much as we've enjoyed our time down here on Earth, we should get back to our sweet home, Mount Olympus, by sunup.
Are you as excited as I for our triumphant return?
Aye, but of course. Pan, the Greek god of music, is always keen to play his lute before a crowd once again.
Well, Frigg, Norse goddess of fate, is eager to get back to ruling over Asgard.
And Shiva the Destroyer here, using my power of influence to order everyone another round of mead!
Yeah. Oh, 12. Oh, you should use this attack and defeat the drooling ogre hordes and bring peace to the land.
Oh, yeah, we'll be praised as the brutal yet merciful gods we are.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait. This is lame. Let's do something real.
I have something.
What?
We have to get Professor Besser fired.
Oh,
the
Professor
man
Brester?
Is a pervert.
He's
yes.
That dude
straight
sucks.
Up pervert. You know, he hit on Dan and Jess in the same day.
He also hit on me during office hours. And
ew, what? What a day. You know what? Yeah, we're banishing his dumb ass to the lava fields of the under-earth. One second, let me see if I can. All right, hold on. Yeah, all we got to do, this is easy. All we got to do is each roll an even number. Hmm. About to do that. Ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Later, Brester.
Honestly, this is kind of fun. This is kind of fun.
What else? What else? Let's do another one.
Also, better food in the dining hall.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
there we do.
Better food.
Actually, you know what, though? You guys are thinking kind of small. Like, let's go bigger. Hitoshi, you haven't even wished for anything yet. What do you want, man?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good, guys. It's all
no,
pass.
No.
It feels kind of selfish to say. I'm not going to say
why
it.
Why don't you say it, and then Maya and I will decide if it's selfish because you are a terrible judge.
Okay. Honestly, if I could beat out Leslie Chun for the symphony solo competition, like, truly, that would launch my career. I would get auditions and touring opportunities, and also, this is kind of dumb to say, but...
No, this is not dumb.
This does not sound dumb. This sounds awesome.
Okay. It'll totally make my parents accept that I'm not an idiot for majoring in viola instead of econ.
No. Dude, I feel that so hard. Say no more. Just roll a 10 or higher. Do it now.
Okay. All right. 13, there it is.
Crushed it.
Except the competition was actually yesterday. Yeah, like, I already came in second.
Well.
Oh.
Hitoshi.
All right, well, whatever, no problem. So you get a phone call from the conductor saying, we fucked up, we're so sorry. You're always our top choice. Leslie Chun shit the bed and she can't play worth a damn anymore.
Okay, look, guys, let's not get too carried away.
Oh, there it goes. Ready? Get ready to win.
Hold on, that's not my phone.
Oh, it's my dad.
Oh, tell him I say hey.
Hi, Daddy. What? No. That's... No. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's all. I'll wait for tomorrow. Okay. All right. I think... Bye. Well, the pancreatic cancer is gone.
What'd I tell you? This game always wins.
But they did more tests and it metastasized to the rest of her.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we didn't really think of that part.
Well, it was probably already happening anyway.
Luckily, there is a simple fix.
Dude, cut it out.
We'll just use the game to remove the rest of the cancer. That's it.
It's in her brain now. In her lungs, in her liver. Like, there's no just removing the rest of it.
Okay, listen, I'm saying it's not a problem. Come on, we're all in this together. We can do this. We just
hey,
have
man,
to...
listen to Maya, okay? It's done.
Let me just look up the difficulty level for a spell of secondary healing. Let's just look it up, and because that's all we would need to... Shit.
What?
It's a pretty tough one. It's an infernal class roll.
What does that mean?
It means that we each roll a regular die 10 times, and every number has to be a 1.
Yeah, right. Seriously? That would take years. I mean, even rolling every second of every day. This is mathematically impossible.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to take care of it.
Come in. Come in. You must be Gabe.
Yeah, hey.
I'm sorry the living room's a little messy, but, I mean...
Fine.
Oh, it's so great to meet the role-playing society's current dungeon master.
And the previous one. It looks like you're still gaming a lot, huh?
You can't live in the past, but if you try to live in the present, you find that the past I have it written down here somewhere. I thought of it a couple days ago. I wrote it down. Hey, I'm being rude. You hungry? Do you like cheese?
Nope. Thank you. I'm good. I actually just came to ask for... I need a rule change for the game.
That's why you came?
Can you help me with that?
I guess you discovered you have godlike powers. It's cool, huh?
At first, yeah, but...
I mean, then again, what did you probably only came to visit me because of the whole curse thing?
The whole what?
If it's anything like what happened to my buds in the role-playing society, I mean, I'll just be straight up, they're all dead. I know, right?
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, The Truth is sponsored today by BetterHelp Online Counseling. If you've always wanted to try therapy, or if you'd like to try it again, or if you just need to talk some things out, BetterHelp offers online, licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help with issues including anxiety, depression, stress, relationship conflicts, difficulty sleeping, LGBT matters, trauma, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, and more. Finding a therapist can be intimidating and time-consuming, but with BetterHelp, you can simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. Everything you share is confidential, and if for any reason you're unhappy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. Join the 1 million plus people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. BetterHelp is a convenient and affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code THETRUTH. Get started today at betterhelp.com/thetruth. There's no shame in asking for help. And now back to Gods and Mortals.
Do you know how your friends died?
Sure. My buddy Kurt and his new wife sank their yacht on their honeymoon. Evelyn, she got crushed by an elephant. That was a crazy story, actually. And Melanie's gallbladder burst during her Everest summit.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's just a shame that they didn't play the game better.
I don't see how that... Listen, we just need a small rule change. Super small,
buddy,
and then I'll be out of your hair.
Buddy, I wish.
Could you just do that for me?
Only one thing more untouchable than the gods, and that's the rules of the game. Mr. Dungeon Master, you should know that.
Yeah. I guess I'm just saying that if you invented the rules, then maybe you could just...
No, I didn't make them up. Sorry.
I don't get it. What do you mean you didn't make them up?
Well, just like you. I found the game in the stacks. Where it's always been.
How about this? Can you just tell me how you won, and then I can apply that to my situation?
Hey, did they ever finish renovating McGrath Dining Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
But Larkin Student Center still has the best food, though.
See, back in the day, between schlepping there and my classes, and plus Glee Club and raining fire upon the land, I hardly had any free time.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
Yeah, I was in the Glee Club.
No, I meant the raining fire thing.
Well, how else should one keep their subjects in line? Slaughtering trolls on one's own all day gets tiring.
Oh, right. In the game, I see.
No. Years. Years of trying to fix what I did wrong. To get back the friends I lost.
When you say get them back, do you mean their memory? Or,
it's Malcolm Gladwell who says the 10,000 hours thing, right? 10,000 hours to master something. I am so fucking close.
Like, you're kind of freaking me out, man.
I mean, DM to DM, there is no winning.
Okay. Well, yeah, I should probably get going back to campus.
Why, scared? We could be the greatest gods. Stay.
I'm good.
Come on,
please. I gotta run, man.
Can I offer you some soda, juice, maybe some mead?
No, thanks.
I slayed an orc today. Look, I kept its claw as proof.
We came right away. What's up?
We have to keep playing right now. Please sit down.
Dude, chill out. What's going on?
It doesn't matter. We have to avoid what happened to him. So sit.
Who?
Seems like you know something we don't.
I fucked up. Okay, I put you two in danger.
What?
But listen, it's totally fixable. All we have to do
is... I know it's fixable. We destroy the game.
No, no. We can't.
Gabe, you're being scary.
Yeah, man. I never even wanted to go down this path, okay?
Be honest. Did you or did you not receive exactly what you wanted?
Not exactly. Not on my own. No.
Satoshi, what is he talking about?
Yeah, you should probably tell Maya what happened with the solo competition.
He already told us. He came in second, so...
Yeah, Leslie Chun won.
See, Gabe, he already said.
Nope, shh, Hitoshi.
Okay, well, at some point, while we were playing the game, a skater knocked her off her bike and shattered both of her wrists, so...
Oh my god.
Yeah, now she can't play worth a damn anymore.
See? It's angry at us. So now we have to counterbalance our own selfish goals with altruistic acts for the people, just like gods.
What?
Do you get it?
No, I don't get it.
Okay, we're going to play as long as it takes until we get it right.
No.
No, not doing it.
Way.
Okay, listen. You two are my best friends. You're my only friends. Please, I am begging you to indulge me on this.
We did indulge you. Look what happened. To Maya's mom, to Leslie Chun, to the cafeteria food.
What happened to the cafeteria food?
They just announced that they're overhauling the menu in all the dining halls.
Oh. Well, that's a little good news.
No, because they fired everyone involved and outsourced it to a massive corporation to guarantee quality. So half the town is now jobless because of us.
Jesus.
Well, at least they got rid of Professor Besser.
Well, yeah, but you heard why, right?
I assumed the perviness.
No, this student he was having an affair with, her boyfriend found out and went to his office hours with a knife.
That's not what we wanted.
Of course it is! Of course it is! We did exactly what the game expected. That's my point. That's why we now have to atone.
No, that's... You're the one who wouldn't let Tessa go.
Yeah, I know. We got greedy, okay?
No, no, you got greedy. You put us in danger, and now you're making excuses.
It wasn't just him, Hitoshi. Like, look at us. All three of us were playing roles that we never could in real life.
No, I would have never agreed to play if I had known that
Bullshit.
It was going to end up like this.
Bullshit. You love it. Coming in second, but still winning?
Are you kidding me?
Gabe, how are you any better?
I'm not. That's the point. We're all guilty.
Speak for yourself.
You know what disgusts me, Hitoshi? It seems like you guys like being weaklings. Mere mortals.
What?
When we could be the greatest gods.
Okay, Gabe.
What?
You need to calm down.
The three deities, Frigg, Pan, and of course, Shiva, decide to grant themselves a gift normally reserved for gods alone. Immortality.
Where is this all coming from? This
will be a difficult role. It'll be the most difficult of our lives.
I can't be a part of this.
Don't go! Please, don't go! You can't go!
Dude, I can, and I am.
We're all players on the board, Hitoshi. Right? So we'll all be rewarded, or we'll all be punished.
Gabe, are you threatening us?
The difficulty level for this role will be excruciation class.
What? Why does it have to be that?
Because the rules say so. We each have to roll 20 times in a row. The first roll must be a 1. The second roll must be a 2. The third roll, you get it?
Are you kidding me right now?
Roll, please.
Okay.
Restart. Roll again. I said roll.
Gabe, come on. Realistically, this would take eons.
I'm asking you. Roll again.
Why?
Come on, Gabe.
Roll again. And again. Roll again. Roll.
Gabe.
Roll. Again. Roll. Roll. Roll.
Original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Gods and Mortals was written by Timothy Cooper and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Mark Gessner, Tally Metal, Woody Fu, Ariel Gitlin, and Ed Herbstman. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Sophie Okezian and Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.